Hi everyone, this is Dr. William Clark. I'm so excited to be with you this morning to talk about how to finish the year strong. We've been going through this process over the past handful of podcasts, and the year is continuing to count down, and we are in countdown mode before we introduce and welcome the year 2020. And before we get there, 2019 is still here. There are a few days left and we have some work to do. And this is what we've been working on over the past handful of podcasts, how to finish the year strong. Now, one of the ways to finish the year strong is to understand your skill set and your gifting area. It's essential for you to know where you're gifted, what you're good at, and where your lane is and where your lane should and must be. Because one, it'll help you find your focus really quickly, which will then help you begin the process of finishing the year strong. But also, it helps you start the process of effectively planning for 2020. And without understanding your lane, without understanding where you belong, where your gifting area is, you run the risk of entering 2020 still confused, still unsure, still not clear on what you should be doing and why. And so there are a couple of things I want to walk you through to help you understand your gifting area. And then at the end, we'll do something quickly to talk about why it's important. Number one, when you look at your gifting area, you got to look at areas of function that you do awfully well and you do simply, right? There are things that you have in your gifting toolbox that just come natural to you, that's super simple to you, that in many cases you don't think about it. And when you do think about it, the products, the ideas that come out of you because of the extra thought you put into it is just mind-blowing and it's just insane to people. It blows people away. And when you do that, you might find yourself in a position where you're saying to yourself, well, why you got so excited? What's the big deal about that, right? For me, growing up, I was raised in a home, raised by a mother who was hyper-organized. I mean, everything she did was, it was just organized, right? And it wasn't quite OCD. We didn't recognize it as that at all, but everything had a purpose, had a place. My father, who didn't externally show that hyper-organization, was still organized in his own way. And as I've got to know him as an adult, as I became an adult rather, and just watched him function in various places like in church and work, it was pretty clear he had a very organized mind and a very organized way of doing things. Now this story kind of unfolds it becomes real for me in college, because up through high school, you know, I had the habits of my parents like any child, and I was very organized and had things planned out and was just always in that mindset. But when I got to college, I decided to take up and study information technology as my major of choice. And when I studied information technology, I learned a little bit about everything as it relates to technology, obviously around coding and stuff like that. But the biggest lesson that we were taught and the skill that I walked away with more than anything else is how to be an effective project manager, particularly in the IT world. And in order to do that, in order to bring every piece of the technology world together to produce a product or to produce a system or to produce information, I, as the project manager alone, my colleagues and my classmates needed to be extraordinarily organized. We needed to be organized for the sake of directing all resources, both money and people, so that we can get the result. And also, just so you know, in the world of IT, again, if you just by the nature of the term information technology, the idea is to produce or simplify the production or the display of information for the customer, no matter who the customer was at the time or is. If you look at the way information is displayed on your phone, the way information is displayed on websites, the way information is displayed when you fill out an application of any type or you do something that you have to interact with information, that is information technology and all the architecture, all the coding, all the systems, all the business requirements, all the customers' expectations, all the quality testing goes into what you simply scroll up and down, enter, you know, characters and hit submit to do. And for the people who do that as a profession, it's a real thing. And so for me, when I chose that career and I got deep into it, it heightened what I was already good at naturally. It heightened the natural planning and organizational skills that I learned from my mother. I learned those skills and it was very, very raw. And it was something that was just ingrained in me. But when I professionalized those skills by way of information technology, when I transitioned my father's skills from him to me and then into a degree, it became an even hyper developed skill. Now, when I got to my master's and doctorate, while I did not study IT and I studied leadership on both the master and doctorate level, those skills came into play. The ability to finish, obviously, both academic programs. But when you look deeper at the area of study around leadership, the leading of people, the leading of organizations, the influence of systems and outcomes and work products on all types of levels and all types of disciplines, the world that I studied in IT still had a place in my academic career and certainly in my full-on profession. And so as I look at my life over time and where I am now, the thing that I do most naturally, one of several things I do most naturally, is lead people, because that shows up in the IT space. And the other thing I do naturally is planning, organization, and strategy. It shows up in the IT space as well as in the leadership space. And for me, it becomes so simple, so natural when there are problems, when there are issues that pop up in our project or in our organization. It's really easy for me to kind of come up with ready-made solutions. And oftentimes, the solutions are not backed up by facts yet. Many times I've noticed is that when I come up with solutions, they are eventually backed up by facts, because my gut and my instinct and the history of my skill and my work tells me that this is the solution. And oftentimes it takes people a while to catch up, and therefore they bring with them the facts to verify and justify. It's just a gift and a skill I have, and I use it in so many ways, and I'm thankful and grateful for that gift. I share that story so you can understand where your gift is and where your area of ability lies, where your lane is. Oftentimes, we ignore the history, our childhood, the things that we've done over time that has become easy to us and that has become ingrained in us. We ignore it because it's so easy, and we say, no, that can't be our gift. No, yeah, it's definitely your gift. The area that seems easy, the area that comes to you and just flows naturally, the information, you suck it in and you spit it back out and you can make something out of it. That is your lane. That is your gifting area. You cannot afford to ignore your past. Your past says a lot about where you should be in this current season of your life. I can tell you now, years later, as I'm doing this podcast, as I'm working in a nonprofit space, as I'm teaching all types of subjects, I can tell you the core of my teaching, the core of my consultancy, the core of my work is centered around technology, centered around project management, centered around leadership, and centered around organizational strategy. Those four components have been a part of me ever since I was a young kid, and it's still a part of my adult life now. I challenge you to find your area of gifting, find your lane, jump in that lane, consume that lane, be that lane, and stay in that lane. When you begin to think like that, you will end 2019 with a whole lot of confidence and self-assurance and security, and you'll be confident to jump in 2020 with everything you got, knowing that you are in your lane. You'll slowly refine it in 2020, but at least you know where you need to be. Visit me on drwilliampclark.com, connect with me there on all social media platforms, and get access to all resources that I have available. I am Dr. William Clark. See you in the next show. Peace.